Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
The Volume.
This is Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre.
What is up, Straight Fire fam? It's me, Jason McIntyre, Straight Fire, for Friday, March 29th. Y'all said you were disappointed that it was chalk madness, that it was all ones and twos survived opening weekend. Well, y'all, you got your madness. You got your chaos. You got your upheaval on Thursday night. Number one, North Carolina goes down an unbelievable choke job. They were up five in the closing minutes and just, I mean, it was just stunning. Yeah, Alabama was up four, and then UNC was up five, and the next thing you know, Alabama wins a game. And it was just unbelievable. That game was crazy. And then you had number two, Iowa State, looking awful from start to finish. I can't believe it. Our first real big loss in the Calcutta. They go down, so they're out. And then another number two, Arizona. The real choke artist, Arizona, who all they do every year is lose to a much lower seed. They bow out to Clemson in a game we called here on this podcast. We love Clemson all week. We've loved them all tournament. And you guys wanted chaos, so now we have it. Saturday's Elite Eight, where it's not like two games happening at the same time. It's one game, break, and then another game. We get Connecticut, Illinois, which could be a fun track meet. Illinois should be able to hang for a little bit, not long. And then you get Alabama-Clemson, a college football game for a right to go to the Final Four. Alabama-Clemson, nobody and their mom had that in their brackets. I don't care. You know, you could show me 50,000 brackets. I guarantee you none of them had that. Absolute upheaval. I'll be honest, folks. Went to bed last night so crestfallen over Iowa State that I didn't even look at the brackets. I was really, really upset by Iowa State. We'll get into it in a second. I do want to start the pod by noting this. So as you guys know, I have kids. You know, I coach them in sports, and they're in school and all that fun stuff. Anyways, they have spring break next week. So there will be no podcast next week. There will be no podcast leading up to the Elite Eight. There will be a podcast next, well, I guess, like, what, 12 days from now on a Monday, the night of the, it'll come out the morning of the national championship, which probably will be UConn against Take Your Pick. I mean, UConn looks so freaking good. Anyway, so I will be off next week. I know as soon as I mentioned it to Rob G, he's like, oh, you going out of town? I go, okay. Like, I take a lot of vacations or something. My brother, you know, he takes a lot of vacations. He's a dink, dual income, no kids. So, you know, he's just living it up. But kids off for a week, so we will take off, and I'll go dark on social media. Not the gram. You know, I love the gram. I can't stand Twitter. But at any rate, I don't know, Rob, which game were you most surprised by UNC losing? Arizona? Arizona was the biggest favorite on the board. They were 7-point favorites. Did any of these jump out at you? Or do you want to talk about UConn smashing San Diego State by 30? I'll let you lead the show.
I'll tell you what. I mean, the one I was most engaged in was the North Carolina game because it had the three-team parlay that we talked about on the podcast, and two of them had hit early, so all I needed was UNC to cover the 4 points, and they failed spectacularly. So let's start with the Tar Heels.
Damn, that one does hurt, man. I don't know. It's weird. So the big storyline for the UNC game and the Arizona game was that Arizona had a guard named Caleb Love, who was backcourt mate with RJ Davis of UNC. They were awesome. You guys remember they went to the Final Four. I'm pretty sure they beat Duke, and they lost in the championship, I think, to Kansas. Then last year, there were internal problems, a lot of them caused by Caleb Love. UNC misses the tournament. Caleb Love transfers to Arizona. So all week it was like, ooh, Arizona-UNC, that's going to be a great matchup in the Elite Eight. Well, that's what everybody thought would happen. Not only did both lose, but Caleb Love and RJ Davis were awful. Neither of them, and we're talking two scoring machines, two absolute chuckers, both of them missed all their three-pointers. Just an unbelievably bad performance. And listen, this is sometimes it happens to good players. The line on RJ Davis, 4 for 20, 0 for 9 on threes. His final shot when they were down, I think it was 2 or 3, maybe they were down 3, was partially blocked by this kid who I was not familiar with, Grant Nelson, who played an unbelievable game. He was the MVP. Everybody came in talking about Mark Sears, who has a little Rick Brunson in him. Sears had an okay game. He only had 2 assists, but 18 points. But this kid, Grant Nelson, one of these like super seniors who was at North Dakota. Was it North Dakota State? Yeah, he was at North Dakota State. And then, you know, you get your fifth year, you get to go play anywhere. And he decides, oh, I'm a 17-9 guy. I'll go play in Alabama in the Deep South. And he had an unbelievable game. 24 points, 12 boards. He had a personal 7-0 run late in the game when Alabama was trailing. And it was just, it's one of those like, listen, man, UNC basically had two guys all year, RJ Davis and Armando Bacot. And RJ Davis did not show up, 4 of 20. He did it, his free throws. Bacot had 19 and 12, but they needed another shooter. And with Davis flaming out, it ended up being the kid Cormac Ryan, who he's got a little swag, you know, white kid, very Irish name, banged some threes, tried to talk some trash. But again, like when you go 12 of 32 from deep, that's not going to cut it. Now, it's not like Alabama shot great. It was just late game execution, man. I mean, Bacot missed a dunk. Rob, this was just on so many levels stunning. Alabama trailed by 8 at halftime, and they just never went away. I kept waiting for UNC. By the way, UNC's team total was 90. They had 54 at half, and they did not touch 90. They just second half, and it's not like Alabama played great defense. They played good defense, but UNC, I was just stunned, Rob, at the melt late. They led, let me see what the exact score was. They were up 75-70 with 6 minutes left. And next thing you know, Grant Nelson goes off and UNC's trailing. And it was like, what the heck? And then UNC actually gets the lead. And I don't want to really hammer this guy. RJ Davis hits 2 free throws. Hits 4 free throws. They're leading 85-82, Rob. And then Alabama makes a layup. And then Nelson scores. And it was like, okay, we're in some trouble. What do we do? And they were in the half court, and all of a sudden, the ball goes to Jalen Withers, a guy I'm not familiar with. Listen, I'm not going to call him fat. He's kind of a doughy post player. He had made 4 three-pointers all season. The shot clock wasn't even winding down. This kid comes off the bench and decides trying to be a hero, jacking a 3. And it's one of those shots where it's like, it's going up, and you're like, no, no, no. And if it hits, you're like, oh my gosh, that was amazing. We'll take it. But then it misses. Alabama gets a rebound. You're like, dude, what are you doing? You're not authorized to shoot that. And it was just one of those shots where you feel bad. The guy's going to get hammered by, you know, obviously UNC fans because they're knuckleheads. And Alabama survives. I don't know, Rob. Brackets shattered. I was loaded up on UNC. That's a tough one to me. So I had futures on the Tar Heels. I really thought they had this.
Yeah, me too. And Jim Jackson, friend of the show, who was doing the broadcast there for Turner Sports. Yeah. When Withers shot that 3, and now Jim is a great broadcaster. He does Clippers games here in LA. But Jim is a very professional analyst. Like he understands he's the difference between an NBA team and a college team, and he usually does not get too critical of college players because they're kids, right?
Yeah.
But Jim, right after that terrible shot by Withers, quote, why?
Yeah.
You don't need that. They want you to take that shot. Yeah. Advantage Alabama. Like, to your point, Jalen Withers is a 21% three-point shooter on the season. Mm. He's made exactly 1 3 since January 22nd. Mm. And yet, my guy goes YOLO, fires one up, up one, under a minute left, with 10 seconds left on the shot clock. And this is the part that really pissed me off about that shot. And again, he's a kid. I don't want to come down too hard on him. Yeah. It might be because I lost money. This is why I feel this way. This is going to be a theme throughout today's podcast for me. Jalen Withers is a senior.
Oh, poor guy.
Okay. I had read something by ESPN that came out earlier on Thursday. And they were talking about whether or not a player could realistically hurt or improve his draft stock based on the tournament. And the consensus basically was that if you like a guy going into the tournament, he performs well, it's just confirmation bias. If you didn't like him, he doesn't perform well, it's confirmation bias, whatever. But one thing that was kind of alluded to during the piece where they interviewed these scouts was if a freshman, like let's say Dillingham from Kentucky, leads his team deep, it's like a massive brownie points. You know, obviously, that didn't happen, but it's because, hey, he's 19 years old on the biggest stage. Look what he did. If he flames out, which is exactly what happened with them, it's not big of a deal. He's 19 years old. You know, the pressure's a little got to him. You're fine. On the flip side, if you are a senior and you perform well, it's like, hey, he's a veteran. He's 22, 23, playing against teenagers. This is what he's supposed to do. Mm. If you are a senior like Jalen Withers and you do that, that is like the worst thing that could possibly happen. RJ Davis, again, now he gets some grace because he's been so good throughout the season. He shot 41% from deep. Give him the benefit of the doubt. But with about 3 minutes left in the game, he's 0 for 9 from deep, which is what he finished with. The next three possessions he has the ball, he makes a short jumper, two free throws. You're like, hey.
Yeah, smart.
He's getting it. He's a senior. He's settled down. He understands time, score. I just got to get a good shot here. I don't need to chuck up a three if they're giving it to me because it's not falling for me, right? And then in the last 30 seconds, my guy goes full Julian Newman. You know who Julian Newman is? That one kid who was famous like in fifth grade because he was playing varsity.
Yeah.
And then as he got older, you realize he never got any better and he never grew and he all did the same thing. He just dribble into traffic and throw something up wild. Like that's what RJ Davis was doing in the last 30 seconds. Mm-hmm. And it's like, man, you've been in this position too many times. You've won a national championship. You know what a good shot is. You know what good point guarding is. And as a senior, for him to have that kind of moment on the heels of the Withers moment, it's no surprise then why North Carolina lost that game.
Yeah. I didn't realize the guy was a senior. That's brutal. Now, I just looked. Armando Bacot, by the way, 24 years old. Yeah. I don't think he's out of eligibility. Now, RJ Davis could return for a fifth season. I don't know if he will. It's like, I mean, I guess you could. I don't think he's a pro. I mean, he could probably make money playing in Europe, and, you know, he's a fine player. But it's one of those, like,
make money playing in North Carolina.
He could make money playing in North Carolina. I did find it interesting. So the young freshman, they didn't respect his shot. Cadu, the Canadian, he's a solid player. Good point guard. He was benched in the second half because Alabama just wasn't guarding him. They were just sagging off him, and I guess he had no confidence. And I don't even know if he played in the final like 15 minutes. Very curious decision by Hubert Davis. Like, I mean, all the starters played 34 plus minutes except the freshman point guard. That's kind of harsh.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Continental tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office, install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Continental test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game, King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, Love he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on
I'm
top of
it. I'm not guarding like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came out from crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. He's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. Obviously, I can't give betting advice, but I can sure lean on knowledge, my awesome run this season. If you're not paying attention, you're missing out. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code STRAIGHTFIRE. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code STRAIGHTFIRE. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 and over, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Alabama, let's see, KenPom has Alabama as a 2-point favorite against Clemson. You guys know I like Clemson coming in. From the very first podcast we recorded with Jason Lisk right after the brackets came out, I had Clemson over New Mexico. I like that. I had Clemson over Baylor. I had Clemson getting 7 against Arizona. I think I'm taking the points with Clemson again. I just like this team. Very cerebral, good passing. They come out of timeouts and they're like dialing up great plays. You got the young guard. I don't know if he's that young. Chase Hunter. No, he's actually a senior. Doesn't have his age here on KenPom. Looks like a fifth-year guy, but he is. He's a nice player. Had the huge drive and one late in the game. I don't know, man. Something about this team. I'll take them. They've been an underdog in all three of their games, and they've trailed for, Rob, are you ready for this? Clemson has trailed in their three games as an underdog in all three by 50 seconds total. That's an incredible run. Now, what they have left, I don't know. We'll see. Every time Arizona came back at them, Clemson was able to hold them off. Before we get to the Iowa State letdown, I'll go a couple minutes on that. Rob, any thoughts on Connecticut winning by 30? They're starting to feel like prime Kansas City Chiefs, where they were just destroying everybody and they inflated the lines all the time. I mean, Rob, first half spread, and I didn't bet it. I was looking at it. It was 6.5. I'm like, can San Diego State keep it close for a half? And they were down 6 with like 21 seconds left. And then corner 3, UConn goes up 9.5, covers first half. And then second half, it's a blitzkrieg. They just got too many dudes. Like, I mean, whoever's getting the ball, it's going up or it's driving. And I mean, they had 21 offensive rebounds. 21. San Diego State had 21 baskets in the game. Like, I don't know what to say at this point. But UConn, I don't see how Illinois keeps it close with them. UConn looks just too damn good right now.
Yeah, they look like Thanos. Like, they are inevitable. Like, it doesn't matter what you do, what kind of scheme you run, what kind of players you have. It feels like UConn the back-to-back championship is preordained, right? Like I saw a sports book out in Vegas, one of their, the guys who sets the lines out there. He was quoted to Vegas Insider as asking why he hung UConn minus 8.5 versus Illinois at their book. And here's what he said. Quote, "This is a case where we look to make the line as high as possible because we only expect one-way traffic on UConn."
Mm.
Like, that's not something you expect to hear heading into an Elite Eight. Like, what they're doing is just steamroll. This is eerily similar. I don't want to, you know, date our audience. But do you remember what UNLV was doing with Larry Johnson? And they were blowing teams out all the way through the tournament. And they ultimately get upset. I think it was by Duke.
Yeah, were they undefeated that year?
I think they were undefeated that year. Yeah. I'm almost positive. But it's like, it was just an air of inevitability about them. Like, you knew that no matter what was going to happen in the game, at some point, they were going to flip a switch and just steamroll you. And that's what UConn is doing. And again, the theme of my opinions for today's podcast, I touched on the Carolina guys. By the way, shout out to Caleb Love, who, again, you mentioned 0 of 9 from 3. He actually attempted a runner from beyond the three-point line that he airballed. I don't know if you saw that early in the first half. Shout out to Caleb Love, man. I mean,
he was jacking.
He was, guys, wild. He made one phenomenal game against UCLA a few years ago, and then he just been eating
off. Of course,
I
was on the UCLA side that time, but I was on the Clemson side tonight. So Caleb Love also 0-for-9 from 3, 5-for-18 shooting, three turnovers. Yeah. Vintage just, Caleb Love. He'll shoot you in or out of a game.
Right, but the UConn guards, they have two guards, Newton and Spencer, both seniors. Them on the flip side, as juxtaposed with Caleb Love and RJ Davis, 12 of 26, 35 points, 12 rebounds, 7 assists. Like, that's what you'd expect from a veteran guard in the NCAA tournament. You're going to be consistent. You're going to be solid. You're not going to make big mistakes. You're going to hit the open jumpers. And UConn, it feels like this year and last year especially, not only do they have good players, but they have smart players. They know what they can and can't do. And, you know, just get ready for the Huskies to cut down the nets again, in my opinion.
I'm seeing an early line. KenPom only somehow has UConn winning this by 6. That seems way, way light. They are currently 8.5-point favorites. Now, Illinois can get buckets. We know that. And I'll get into their game in a minute. But I think it's safe to put, what are you, several Benjamins on the UConn minus 8.5?
Yeah, but if you're a guy like me, like the rest of America, you're putting several Jacksons on it. only the Jason McIntyres of the world Benjamins.
No. I mean, listen, it's tough not to love UConn. Now, let me just go for a second. Actually, how about a moment of levity? Are you ready for this? So I sit down to watch this game. I'm like, guys, telling the family, I don't want to be distracted. I have Iowa State and the Calcutta. What's that Calcutta? Oh, you bet on teams. Well, how much did you bet? I don't want to talk about it. You know, one of those deals. And then my daughter goes, "Oh, Dad, there's this new aide at school." And he's like 6'7". He played college basketball. I was like, "Ooh, possible prospect." And she goes, "Yeah, I was thinking he might be able to do well on your men's league team." I was like, "I just like where your mind is at, Bryn. Way to go." "Thank you, Queen. Oh, my gosh." So then I ask for the college he went to, and I look him up, and legit 6'7". He's a guy. So, and then listen, I'm saying this on the pod because, you know, we're 20 minutes into a college basketball podcast. Only the diehards are listening. I don't mind admitting that I actually said this. I said, "Bryn, does he know who I am?" I actually said that. my family just laughs at me like, "Are you serious? Are you really saying this?" And I was like, "I'm kind of joking, like 30% joking." Does he watch sports shows? You know, blah, blah, blah. And then she was like, he didn't reference you, Dad. I was like, "All right, well, that's I guess that's a start." So we'll put out feelers to see if he's up for playing on the men's league team. Anyways, so that was our precursor to Iowa State, Illinois. And
well, what's the NIL situation like for the Gray Foxes?
You know, I got a buddy, and I think I've talked about it before. He played at Notre Dame soccer, and then he lives outside Philadelphia, and he's in a men's league for soccer. And he told me, you know, like, "Hey, I'm in a league. We built a dynasty. Like, we won the title like 8 of 9 years." And I've started to ask him some questions, like, "Well, what do you do when everybody else is anting up?" And he's like, "Oh, well, you start like a second team, and you enter like a different night, you know, like if you're playing on Thursday nights, you enter like a Sunday night league. You have a second team, and then you can shuffle guys who are maybe underperforming to the second team. And then, you know, you can refurbish the first team with, you know, better players. And if you've got to pay a guy or two, you know, cover their league fee, $100 to play in the league or whatever the number is, hey, you just swallow it because you want to get them on the team. So NIL money kind of sort of flowing, but not really. And then you don't want to get in a situation where you're like paying like five guys on your team. Like, ah, that's not fun. That's lame. That's losery. You know, you want to just be able to build a team. Guys want to play with you. So I have reached out to a former NBA player. Now, he hasn't been out of the league that long. And he has given me a verbal commitment, but
I said, there we go.
We'll see. We got to put pen to paper and you got to pony up the credit card to pay in the league. We'll see if he does that. At any rate, let me get back to Illinois, Iowa State for a second. So I have Iowa State in the Calcutta, and right from the jump, Illinois, which hasn't played defense all year, is playing defense. And Iowa State cannot get a shot off. It's 3-0. It's 5-0. It's 8-0. And I'm like, I honestly, I'm one of these guys, it's over. I said, it's over. Done. And wouldn't you know it, Iowa State never tied the game, trailed the entire way, and ended up losing by 3. They made it interesting a couple times, and ultimately they couldn't find the offense. They kept fouling. They kept doing some stupid trap where Iowa State or Illinois would just pass it around and get it to their best player, Terrence Shannon, who pumped in 29 points. If he didn't get in foul trouble and Illinois didn't miss 14 free throws, this is a blowout. I get it. Iowa State's a scrambling team. They weren't really turning over Illinois. And I was just disappointed. And frankly, Iowa State is not a good watch. I don't know how much you guys have watched. In the Big 12, you know, maybe their familiarity's better. But they were. It's just watching their offense is brutal. I don't know, Rob. Did you even take any of this game in?
I did, but mostly not till the end, you know, because I was really locked on the Carolina game. That sucks for you, man. I know the Calcutta was a big deal for me. I'm one of the few people who knows how much you paid. And let's just say, America, it's the lot.
If Houston loses tomorrow, if Houston loses, when do they play? Friday night. Tonight. If Houston loses tonight, it's going to be a rough. It's going
to have to cancel that vacation coming up. Either way, with Illinois, shout out to Terrence Shannon was awesome, though. Like you mentioned, he in foul trouble all night. Finished with 29 still, including scoring or assisting on 8 of the last 10 points when they had to have it. So he performed exactly like you'd expect a 2-time first team all Big Ten player to perform. I'm excited about this Illinois team. You know, I didn't have them going far in my bracket. I think I had them getting upset rather early. So once your bracket is busted, or in your case, whenever your Calcutta falls apart, hopefully it doesn't, but if it does, you can just kind of appreciate what you're watching. And I've enjoyed watching Illinois in this tournament so far.
There's an offensive team. So Shannon was a big-time recruit. I'm looking him up on Rivals. Yeah, he was like a top 75 player. He goes to Texas Tech. Didn't really dominate there, and then ends up at Illinois now. And he's 23 and a half years old, turns 24 right after the NBA draft. And he's dominating a bunch of scrappy, you know, 19, 20-year-olds. And Shannon looks like a grown-ass man. I mean, he stepped in front of two lazy passes beyond the three-point line, steal, go, and rip and dunk. And my son's watching. He's like, that guy's a beast. I was like, yeah. He's like 20, almost 24 years old. And he just, he's an animal. If he didn't get in foul trouble, Iowa State's getting blasted.
He's averaging 28, 4, and 3 on 59, 37, 75 shooting splits.
He's on fire. Illinois, 8 to 8.5 point dogs against UConn. I'm going to go ahead and take UConn. I'll take the 8 as opposed to 8.5. Who can argue with these results, Rob?
Nobody.
UConn's winning every game by 25, 30. I just don't know how you hang with them. I guess maybe you go nuclear from three and hit 23s and you're in the game, but like UConn doesn't allow that. I think they'll put the kid Castle on Shannon. Castle's like an NBA prospect. He's only a freshman, but man, he is a good player. Stat sheet stuffer. And that's the kind of game where he can make a name for himself. Hey, you shut down Terrence Shannon, boom, you're officially a lottery pick now. And I think he is probably lottery. I don't know if he's top 10, but the kid Castle's very, very good.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Yokohama tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Yokohama test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think. Love he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on
I'm
top
not
of it.
Like that. See that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. Crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tonight's games, Rob, Gonzaga, Purdue up to 5.5-point favorites. Tennessee, Creighton by 3. Marquette up to 7. It was 6.5. Houston staying at 4. Might head to 4.5. I'll go Purdue winning and covering. I don't feel confident enough to bet that. I'll put Purdue money line in a parlay. But I think Purdue wins. I do like Tennessee to win and cover. I like Marquette to win and cover. I would probably do a Marquette-Purdue money line parlay. And then lastly, I have Houston. I'm not going to bet it because we have them in the Calcutta. And no, I'm not going to hedge with Duke. I'm not doing that. I think Houston wins. Now, Rob, I don't want to be one of those guys, but when no ones and twos lost in the first round or the second round, you knew there was going to be chaos sooner or later, right? Was last night the chaos night with a one and two twos going down? And tonight maybe we see more normalcy? Or, I don't know. I mean, is Purdue in trouble? Is Houston in trouble? It's kind of a tough read for me, but I don't know. I think the favorites do well tonight.
Yeah, I would agree with you. I don't feel as great about tonight's game as I did about last night's game. And obviously that fell right on my face. But the one team that I really like in this situation is actually the team that you have the most money to win or to gain on this. And that's Houston. I think that Houston in this specific matchup, I think this is a good one for them. And I believe that they're battle tested. You know, you talked about the way that they play very an aggressive defensive style. And I think that they're going to be able to force the turnovers. I love them on the money line. I know they talk about betting odds. I guess I like them giving up the points, but I'm really feeling good about Houston. And if I have to, I'll give up the 4.
Yeah, it could come down to the whistle. Like if in the first 3 minutes you see whistle, and fouls, like Houston could be in trouble. If they're calling it tight. If they're calling it a little loosey-goosey, Duke's probably going to be in some trouble. All right, enjoy the rest of the Sweet 16 and the Elite Eight. What else is happening in sports next week, Rob? Baseball, NBA winding down? I don't think anything happened in the NBA Thursday. I was so locked in on the games, I didn't even look at the scoreboard. It looks like the Pelicans hammered the Bucks, who I don't know. Nobody's afraid of the Bucks, are they?
No, not at all. Maybe a little bit. Like the LeBron-less Lakers beat them after being down by 19 points with 8 minutes left to go. Come on.
Oh, I see. The Celtics lost DeJounte Murray at 44 and hit a game winner. Oh, no.
44 shots, DeJounte Murray.
On 44 shot attempts?
That's right.
Is that a record for the season? 44 shots?
They said it's the second player this season to shoot over 40 times. The other one was Joel Embiid. So, big difference from Embiid and DeJounte Murray.
44 shots? Oh, my
God. Jason, can I just say one thing before we put a bow on this college basketball edition of the Straight Fire podcast? We talked about UConn and how great they've been. Last year on the road to the championship, won their games by an average of 18 points per game. And we thought that was an absolutely dominant run, right? This year, through the first three rounds, they're winning their games by an average of 28.6 points per game.
Jeez. 28.6? 28.6. It's a bloodletting. I think they, I don't know if they touch 100 against Illinois, but Illinois played, if they play that way against UConn, they're going to get smashed. They can play better offense.
They might get smashed either way. So
yeah, it's possible. Yeah. And here's the other thing. UConn now in the Final Four will face Alabama or Clemson. They're double-digit favorites in each of those. They have to be, right?
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, if they're
especially eight, with their style of play. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, my gosh. So just go ahead and put them in the title game. I wonder how brackets are going to work since so many people picked UConn. And it seems like they're, barring some total catastrophe, they're in the finals. And so yeah, a lot of bracket pools, it's going to be up for, I guess it's the other side will matter if you can have two, since everybody's going to have one. I'm not in that boat, but many others might be. All right, guys, enjoy next week. Back after vacation. Talk to you then.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.